What not to disclose in group supervision: personal issues such as relationship problems, professional or personal immaturity, passivity, unwillingness to experiment, blind spots, character flaws, self-esteem problems or issues related to sexual orientation are cited as examples of areas requiring individual talks. Now, sometimes a supervisee will bring up personal issues such as these during group supervision. This is because the group has gotten to know one another very well, and they feel comfortable sharing some personal things. Although, as facilitators, we would not promote bringing up personal issues, once it happens, we have to address it in a tactful and supportive way. It all depends on your own style and the overall norms for your group. As the facilitator, I can set up the general structure for disclosure at different times. For example, if I'm asking for the group to share about their experiences, such as how they felt during a recent crisis, or about some programmatic change we've been making, or other issues, I might say, "I'd love to hear how people are experiencing this. You don't have to share. No pressure here. But I'd like to open it up to the group if people would like to share what this has been like for you." This is a made-up example. It's hard to be hypothetical, as each situation is so unique. The main point is to protect supervisees from oversharing by conveying the sense that you respect their personal lives and privacy. Yet, sharing of real feelings or concerns is also important to group cohesion and functioning.